Welcome to a special edition of BookSpeak. I'm Brian Eckstein. For the past 8 weeks, we've heard about many different books as reviewed by members of our audience. Today, as we conclude our BookSpeak program for the summer, we present a very special group of reviewers.
I'm Kathy Burton for BookSpeak. This summer, the Muncie Public Library partnered with Word of Life Church and King's Kids Daycare to form a book club at the Conley Branch. Our selection was Island of the Blue Dolphins by Scott Odell. Our children are 9 to 11 years old, the same age as Corinna, the main character in the story. Reading a story about someone their own age seemed to strike a chord with these kids. The plot is based on the true story of a young girl who was lost on an island off the coast of California in the mid-1800s. It's a story of hardship and loss and the remarkable experiences she has.
My name is Julia Burton. I'm 10 years old. The best part is when she left the ship to stay and take care of her brother. Then he was attacked by a wild dog. My second favorite part was when she tamed the dog that killed her brother and kept it. I think she was very forgiving after it killed her brother. Corinna was a very blessed girl. She said she was thinking hard about killing the wild dog, but she mostly thought of her brother. I think it was sad that she had no one but the animals to talk to, and also that she remembered the people in her family that had died and how they died. I think that's why she wanted nothing to do with the treasure her father died for while fighting with Captain Orlov. So she threw it all into the ocean. I also admired the technique and hunting skill. I think she was a very good person.
My name is Anasia Hill, 9 years old. The best part was talking about the dolphins. She jumped out of the boat and swam back to get her brother. She had to drink dirty water. She had to eat animals. She stood back and looked at the blue dolphins. She saw a family of dolphins. They believe that dolphins bring good luck. I agree that dolphins bring good luck, and she went through hard stuff.
My name is Elise Bowman, and I am 10 years old. I like the part when Corinna forgave the dog that attacked her brother, Ramo, and then she took it to be her own dog. Another thing is when she lived on her own for 18 years with only animals. The moment she picked up her brother, she had saw the teeth marks on his body. She carried her brother back to the village, and then she came out with a club in her hand. She vowed to go and kill the wild dogs in the cave. She thought of how to do it, but thought of her brother more. When her brother died, I bet she felt scared, wouldn't you? She probably felt like it was her fault that he died.
I'm Bilal Wright, and I'm 11 years old. My favorite part was where she survived on her own for 18 years. She was all alone with no one but animals. Corinna had to use bow and arrows she found under the sand that belonged to pirates who left it behind. She also had to find or make a club to hunt with. I guess she felt a little guilty because the girls or women couldn't make weapons or search for food. They had to cook the food and make clothes. But to help her survive, she made tools anyways. She also has a few friends that are animals. But on her journey, she still thinks about her family and especially her brother who died close to where she was. But that doesn't stop her from staying alive for 18 years. She also has to make her own clothing.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Hill and I'm 9 years old for BookSpeak.
The best part was when Corinna jumped out of the boat and swam back to get her brother Ramo from Coral Cove. Corinna was very brave to jump out of the boat when it was storming. She could have drowned if the water got any higher. It was brave to jump out in a storm to get Ramo, and that was sweet of Corinna, and it showed that she cared. I think that it was sad that Corinna lived by herself for 18 years. I couldn't have survived that long. She used her strength to do everything she did. I enjoyed that book a lot, and it was interesting, and I would have to pray to live that long.
Our thanks once again to Conley Library and also to King's Kids Daycare for their work with children. And my thanks to Jan Miller for her help in making today's program possible. Support for BookSpeak comes from Casella's Kitchen of Muncie, the Edward Jones offices in Anderson and Pendleton, and Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Thanks once again to everyone who participated in this summer's BookSpeak program. The executive producer of BookSpeak is Carol Trimmer. Remember, you can hear archives of today's and all of this season's BookSpeak shows on our website at bsu.edu/IPR.